T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Marks and Reese on a Thanksgiving Eve. John Marks and Mr. Ike Reese. What's up, Mikey?
Johnny Marks, holla at your boy.
Well, it's Wednesday. It's going to be the last day of the week that we work.
Damn right.
As tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and then the day after Thanksgiving, we are not working. So this is like our Friday and our audience's Friday as far as, like, I want to talk about the game on Sunday, but it's only Wednesday. It's hard to do, right? It's hard enough trying to get a feel for a game by Friday than there is Wednesday. But, I mean, listen, we're going
to
talk.
Well, I mean, listen, if this is going to be the last time we get a chance to talk about the game, it won't be hard today. People want to talk about the game. What else are we going to talk about?
Exactly right. What I'm saying is.
What else are we going to talk about?
So, but I guess what I'm saying is there's some weeks where by Wednesday I don't have a feel for what's going to happen on Sunday. I'm still trying to figure out what happened on the previous week. But unfortunately, this week, I mean, I guess the question now with Eagles fans, because the team's improved, the coaching's improved, the defense is improved, the quarterback plays good, the offensive line's been dominant, right? Like, do you trust the team at this point that they're going to go to New York on Sunday and they're favorites in the game? The Giants just fired their offensive coordinator. They seem to be reeling. That they're going to go in and they're going to win the game that they're favored in, and that they're going to improve the 6-6. And, like, do you feel good about the team enough to be like, yep, they're going up to the Meadowlands and they're winning on Sunday? And, you know, like, it's weird because this isn't me trying to be negative on the Eagles to say, like, no, they're frauds, I don't believe in them. I actually think this is a good team. I think it's a tough spot for the Eagles on Sunday. I am worried about this game. From the perspective of what's going on with the Giants, they have a new play caller, new offensive coordinator in Freddie Kitchens. You don't know what he's going to try to do, but I think there's some sense of relief from the Giants and their offensive players, like, thank God Jason Garrett's out of here, right? And Freddie Kitchens comes in with kind of some new ideas and a new way of doing things. And from the Eagles standpoint, they're coming off their win of the season, feeling good about themselves. But also remember, the Saints didn't have their starting offensive tackles. Trevor Siemian was their starter. He's not very good. And they were missing Alvin Kamara, right? So, like, they beat the Saints, and it was a good game. But, like, it seems that the Giants are wounded right now, and the Eagles are coming off their win of the season, going up division game on the road. It's always a tough place to play for the Eagles. I'm worried about this game. I am. I'm worried about this game. I'm worried that this is a loss, and this would be such a big loss, because win 6-6, things looking really good. You lose, you're 5-7. You're 2 games under .500 now, Ike.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Yeah, I'm not worried about the game, and that kind of worries me within itself, right? I mean, you're almost too confident that the team is going to go out there and win. I like to have a little bit of trepidation. I want to have some – I got a little bit of anxiety going into the game. It makes me feel more comfortable if I'm a little worried that there's a chance they can lose the game. And obviously, the any given Sunday, it applies here. And obviously, the Eagles could lose this game. It's a divisional opponent on the road. I'm finding it hard to envision how the Giants can win this game or the Eagles can lose this game. I mean, listen, you go up there, you turn the ball over, you play sloppy football. Yeah, you keep a bad team in the game. Do the Giants have anything left in them to fight for? Right? Do they even like Joe Judge? Right? Are they going to put up a fight for Joe Judge come Sunday? And that's really what it boils down to. If you have a healthy enough respect for your coach or what have you, you're going to go out there, you're going to put forth the effort throughout the week and practice preparing. You're not going to take shortcuts. You're not going to, not turn over every stone. You're going to stay in there extra time and watch film. You're going to get extra treatment so you can try to get a victory. I don't know if I saw that Monday night in this Giants team. I don't know if I saw a lot of that.
They looked defeated.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
So it makes me kind of uncomfortable that I feel so confident that the Eagles are going to win the game Sunday.
Right. Right. You almost ask yourself, the way the Eagles are playing, the way the Giants are playing, the way the Giants look, the way the Eagles look, how the hell could the Eagles lose?
Right. And that's kind of where I'm at. Listen, if the Eagles go up there and take care of business, they should come out of there with a win. They should. Now, obviously, there's a million ways that a game can turn. I don't even want to put it into the atmosphere, but there's a million different ways a game can turn. But I just don't see how this Giant team, and the Eagles are rolling, by the way. Yeah. They are feeling confident right now. They lost a lot of games early in the season. They may not come to the podium every day and remind people that we were critical of them or what have you, but they heard the stuff.
Sure.
And no player likes to be criticized. Coaches don't like to be criticized. And behind the scenes where they should keep it, they'll use that as a rallying cry. Media gave up on us. Some fans gave up on us. Like I said, you don't need to bring it to the podium. But behind the scenes, teams rally behind all sorts of things. And I think the Eagles right now seem to be embracing the whole us against everybody else. They didn't give us a shot. Nobody likes our quarterback.
Jalen Hurts.
We believe in him. Yeah, that whole thing. And I think, listen, momentum is a beautiful thing. And when you can ride the wave, you ride it. It doesn't mean you're a great football team or what have you, but in this sport, man, you only got to beat a team once, and you just need to be good Sunday. And so this thing sets up well for the Eagles, and, man, they hold their destiny in their own hands, quite honestly. I'm not going to say they're going to run the table. I don't believe they're going to run the table. They'll lose one or two down the stretch, but I think they are – it's hard for me to envision them not making the playoffs right now.
Wow.
Yeah, just because of the way everything else is set up, too, in the conference.
Well, I expect it. You're right. Everything is lined up for them.
They got the tiebreaker over a lot of the teams, Atlanta, Carolina, all those teams. San Francisco and Minnesota play this week. So one of them are about to get another loss, unless they tie. So, but one of them are about to get a loss. It's hard to see how the Eagles don't at least get one of those two remaining spots.
Yeah, it's set up for them.
You can't lose games like Sunday.
Well, and that's my worry.
Yeah, you can't lose games like Sunday. You got to take care of business.
Ike, there is a week that's coming. I don't know when it's going to be.
I think Washington will be tough.
There's going to be a week.
Especially going to Washington.
There's going to be a week where they're not going to be able to run the way that they've been running, that the defense throws something different at them, and the head coach doesn't respond as early or like we want to see, right? I firmly believe we're going to see that. It's a matter of where. And it might be Washington. You're right. Eagles have never had great success down there. So I just hope it's not this week.
And Washington is
– they've been playing well.
They're hovering around.
If they get a
win or two, they are still in the playoff hunt technically.
Well,
right, we
were always talking about our own identity in Philadelphia. They were struggling for the same thing down there. Their defense wasn't playing the way that a lot of people thought they were going to. They had these expectations before the season of, hey, they could challenge the Cowboys for the division.
Yeah.
That obviously hasn't happened. Now all of a sudden they start playing well, just like the Eagles are playing well. I just worry that this is the week that – that the defense throws something different at Sirianni. They can't run the ball. They've been trying to run the ball, and they struggle. And with momentum and confidence, perhaps overconfidence, the fact that the Giants are wounded and they appear to be dead. Jack Fritz, are you worried about the game on Sunday?
You know, John, you have sat here, I would say, at least three times in the show's history, and you have called this city cowards. And I'm here today to throw it right back at you. You're being a coward. Like, the Giants. It's Daniel Jones. It's a bad offensive line. Like, the Eagles are going to go up there, and they're going to run the football. They just ran the ball down the best, quote-unquote, defensive line in football, the 11th best rush defense ever, apparently, for 50 times. Like, this is a cold-weather football team, a throwback football team. They don't beat themselves. They're going to roll that bad team. Joe Judge is a loser. He's not from here. Like it's just it's so not worrisome, and everyone loves this whole like, oh well, divisional games are tough, dude. The Eagles blow out the Giants once a year, all right? Like it's not that tough to go up there and win. They've done it the last three seasons. Like, come on, don't be a coward.
I'm gonna make my official prediction right now: Giants 23, Eagles 20. The Giants win.
Damn.
Yep, just based on that reaction right there, that sounded like me when I did the same thing Jack did. They lost the game every time.
That's true.
And people blame that. That's what that sounded like. That's how you lose. You go up there and you think it's going to be as easy. Because it's been easy for them to run the ball, right? Like, they're feeling good about themselves, and they should. They've been impressive.
Right. 23-20 Giants.
I'm going 23-20 Giants. Yes, that was the stamp. You gave me the stamp of approval to do it, Jack.
Wow.
You did. The Saints, that was a game where Trevor Siemian sucks. All right, Trevor Siemian's a backup quarterback. Alvin Kamara.
He's better than Daniel Jones.
Alvin Kamara, no, he's not. Alvin Kamara is their best offensive player. With him out, without wide receivers, with an offensive line that was beat up.
Yeah, they didn't have anything.
Right? So it's not that the Eagles didn't have success against their defense, but it really helped that their offense was so futile early, to where they could continue to run the ball without having to worry about throwing the ball to catch up.
Yep.
So what happens when they get behind early because of a couple screwy things, and now they have to throw the ball and they can't because they haven't thrown the ball in 4 or 5 weeks? That's my worry.
Jalen Hurts happens. Jalen Hurts is jumping to the MVP race?
No. He keeps getting 3 touchdowns a game, though. You never know.
I'm just saying.
Here's the phone number, 215-592-9494. This will have similarities to our Friday show, Ike.
Yeah.
It's Marks and Reese. As in Nick Costos, our ace handicapper, joins us at 245.
I need good plays today.
So you are in a roll.
Well, I mean,
sources are saying, you know,
tomorrow's a big day for me, man.
Were you 3-1 last week?
I'll be sitting at home all day tomorrow. I need to make some money.
So we'll get his. Yeah, you can't be sitting at home losing money. You need to sit at home making
money. Make some money.
So we have 3 games tomorrow, NFL. We have rivalry weekend, where you have some really good college games on Friday, as well as, you know, there might be a game up in Happy Valley on Saturday that will get Nick's opinion.
Oh, no, that's in East Lansing.
Oh, it's in East Lansing.
Yes.
And I don't know if you noticed, it's where we're airing it on the station.
Oh, we are. Yeah. Yes.
And you can listen to it right here on 94 WIP.
Yes.
Is Ike Reese on the call of the game? Or
he's going to be the Jim Gray interview at halftime, yes.
He is not, but it's
underdogs
Steve,
too.
Steve Jones and Jack Ham, I think, does the
Steve Snapper Jones.
Not that oh. Steve Jones. Another one. That's the first one I think of.
Is Snapper Jones still alive?
I think so.
I don't know.
I haven't heard otherwise. He's not doing any TV anymore. 215-592-9494. Are you concerned about the game on Sunday? And it's not like it. It'd be easy for me to do the
own the Giants, man.
I don't trust the Eagles but I don't trust them that they're going to beat the Giants on Sunday. I don't. And it's a lot of it has to do with just the screwy nature of the NFL and rivalries and things like that.
Strahan's getting his number retired.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, how about that?
Oh, the crowd's going to be juiced up before the game.
Is Runyon going to be there?
I would assume he didn't get invited. Maybe he did just because it was 215-592-9494.
Is he coming back from space for the jersey retirement?
I think
he
will come back for that, okay. Yes.
Maybe, yes. Sorry, yes. He'll be there. Let's start with D in Virginia. D, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, what's going on? Hey,
what's up, D?
Come on, Johnny. Hey, I'm with Jack. John, you made some good points, but grow a pair for me, man. Come on, man.
Wow.
Grow a pair for me. You made some
I need to see the package.
I'm with you. I understand your trepidations, and like I said, hey, you got to feel some angst to get ready to play.
So you
game.
Just want me to be fanboy and say what I don't believe, which I'm
no,
not good at doing.
I don't want you to be fanboy. Nah. I don't want you to be fanboy. I like the way you speak your mind, but come on, you just came off immediately like, oh, my God, this is going to happen. We're going to lose. You know, come on.
I've seen a game like this 1,000 times in my life, and I'm not that old, D, but I'm old enough to have seen games like this where you think you're judging yourself based on what team B has done against your team, and it's never as easy as that. And when you don't have any fear at all, like Ike doesn't have any fear at all, and he recognizes that's a fear.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, but this is what I'm saying. Look, the Eagles have been, you know, this season is not going well. They kind of turn it around.
Mm-hmm.
I think them guys will go out there and just say, hey, just do what we do, and we'll be okay. Rodney McLeod, Jason Kelce, Fletcher Cox and them boys used to be in them young dudes' ears like, look, this is after Thanksgiving now. Y'all don't know that this is football season now.
That's right.
This mm-hmm. is a divisional game against, like you said, a wounded opponent. Mm-hmm. You just go up there and do what they're supposed to do. It'll be all right.
All right.
It'll be all right.
All right, D. Happy Thanksgiving, man.
Happy Thanksgiving, D.
Appreciate it. First caller calls me a coward.
Yeah, there we go. We're off to a...
Jack called me a coward.
A very festive holiday here, loving holiday.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we need to reinstitute the I love you Wednesdays.
No, but that's Thursday.
It's Thursdays, right. But we're not on tomorrow, so we should do it today. But, I mean, the one time I called Ray Dittinger a coward because who did he pick? He picked, like, the Cowboy for whoever he picked, and I was wrong. I was wrong. He was like, and that's the way it feels to me right now. Everybody, Giants, I don't worry about this game at all. This is an easy win.
Didn't Angelo pick the Giants this morning?
Well,
did I see that?
Yeah, he did. He's doing a reverse jinx last week he picked the Saints, so now he's going to keep picking against the team because he feels like it works.
Right. Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so he did. Yeah, he did. And we appreciate that.
I think I forgot to do that last week.
You did, and it worked out for us.
No, but what you're doing is you're doing totals on the game, so you're doing over-under.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. That's actually helped me the last 2 weeks. It actually has helped me.
All right.
Yeah, forget about picking the actual spread. Yeah, I'll just take the over or the under in the game.
You like the over or the under this week?
I like the over this week.
Do you?
Yeah.
I do think the Giants score some points.
Yeah. Well, I think it's only, 43?
That's where I would set it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, anybody that is...
Well, you went 43.
Anybody 43. That has put eyes on the Giants in recent weeks would not think that they're going to score a lot of points. Yeah, it's 46.
Oh, is it really? Okay.
I looked at FanDuel, 46.
That's a little more than I thought it was.
Three and a half. So that line has been steady at 3.5 here for a couple of days now. May go up to 4. So if you like the Eagles, you probably want to jump on it now because I don't think it goes down to 3. Who knows? I mean, the public's going to react to the firing and say, like, oh, the Giants are a mess. I'm going Eagles.
Right.
Right, like you would think that if it goes anywhere, it goes up to 4. We'll talk to Kostos coming up here at 2:45.
46. See, 30-17, that gets me to the over.
Yep.
Okay.
You like that number?
I like 30-17.
You can always get the late garbage touchdown to either
I'm counting on. Yeah, that's what I'm counting on. So, yeah, I'll take the over, Jack, in this game.
All right, he's taking him.
Yeah.
There you have it.
Eagles 30-17.
Let's go to Matt. Matt Ridley. Matt, what up?
All right, boys. I need a double shot. We're going to go at it today for a couple minutes.
Uh-oh.
All right.
He must have been drinking that Ike juice.
All right, let's get this out of the way. Happy Thanksgiving. Wish you guys all the best, and it's a great show.
You too, man. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Happy Thanksgiving.
And Jack, you as well, brother. I know you can hear me, even if you can't say anything. It's cool.
Jack! Get you a thumbs up.
All right, John. Jack's right. Your cowardice pick is wrong. I mean, come on. Listen. I don't like that prediction. Nobody's going to like that prediction. We're feeling good. I know you think we're setting up for a letdown since we had that big win at home.
Yep.
Now we're going on the road. Okay, yep. it's a typical standard playbook reaction. I get it. But here's the thing. We are playing a different brand of football than we did at the beginning of the year. We're playing more confident. We're playing more aggressive. And I think it's going to continue. And it's going to be a dogfight. So it might be flip-flop, might be 23-20 us. But it's not going to be an easy win. Let's put it that way. Anybody thinks it's going to be an easy win, you're wrong. It's not going to be easy. It's the NFL. None of these games are easy. I mean, Washington just knocked off Brady. So anything's possible.
Yeah.
You know, Houston knocked off Tennessee.
And this is anything's a weird possible. Year, yeah.
Every week there
year.
Seems to be yeah. weird upsets, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So, I mean, now maybe you're doing the Angelo thing. You're picking the Giants hoping we win. And if that happens, you better damn well pick against us every other week after this. I'm telling you right now.
I will not.
Oh, come on. You got to.
No,
I'm a softie.
That's not what he's doing. No, this is what he really believes, man.
Right, because this goes against my record as far as my picks, which I hate when the Eagles cost me a win.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's a good strategy, though. If we actually do end up winning and you pick against us, just keep that in mind for the, you know, moving forward.
All right.
Just keep that in mind moving forward.
All right. You know, thank you, Matt. It's hard to judge previous years because the Eagles were so bad last year. Of course,
last year they stunk.
Right.
Did we even win that game up there?
No, we lost. Lost. Yeah.
We lost.
We won the game here, though.
Oh, yeah.
Won the game by a point here.
That was the Boston Scott game.
Yes.
All right, guess who's back this week? Boston Scott. Put him in your lineup.
So before the win at the end of last season or towards the end of last season, the Giants hadn't beaten the Eagles since 2016.
Right, yeah.
And before that, it was 2013. So they legitimately have two wins. Like, counting last year, they have three wins since the 2012 season.
Yeah. We smack them. That's what we do.
Yep.
And this is my favorite rivalry right here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is my favorite.
Yeah, it's good. I love. But
now they haven't been good in a while, so that takes some of the fun out of it. It actually brought the Cowboys rivalry back into play because the Giants have basically stunk for the last.
And the Cowboys have been good.
Yeah.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. We'll get to all your calls. I'm not a coward because I'm not afraid to tell you how I really feel, and I'm worried as hell about this game. I think the Eagles will lose.
Would you stop that?
Ike's confident, but he's not, and he knows it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know.
No, he's confident, and that's what worries him. He doesn't have any worry.
Yes.
He's got that little voice in the back of his head.
It never works out when
you know, and Daniel Jones does. Like, he has these weird games against the Eagles. Running the ball.
Yes. Yeah, we remember the where he's watching himself on the big screen and he falls.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Also, Nick Kostos at 245. He gives his locks.
I'm coming off a big week.
For Turkey Day. You 3-1 last week?
3-1 last week. I won last week. It's rare.
Almost to 500.
I'm getting there.
One of my games shouldn't count from last week.
Yeah, that's fair.
Well, I had the Ravens. I didn't know Lamar Jackson. I mean, I'm picking on Friday. I didn't know Lamar Jackson wasn't going to play because of an illness.
Hey.
I would obviously not use that game. See ya. 215-592-9494. It's unfair, but I have to deal with it.
I think that's sunk cost us, though,
too. Well, and you got a big enough lead, so it don't matter.
Right. Yeah, I know, but I'm trying to win.
But Ike, he's never satisfied. That's what great athletes do.
Right, yes. Not like the Eagles. They're satisfied with the win last week.
13 games over 500 there, buddy.
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I gotta step it up. Are we only picking our picks are the Eagles game and then the three?
Oh, no, let's do them all.
Do them all?
Yeah.
After in the envelope.
All right. 215-592-9494. All that's coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Here's Jack.
Miller Lite wants to help you with your home gating for the Eagles game this Sunday, and you can join me this Friday at Mr. Bottle Beverage in Berwyn right off Lancaster Avenue from 4 to 6 p.m. Pick up your Miller Lite Eagles and holiday feature packs and play the Miller Lite ring toss game with a chance to win autographed Eagles memorabilia and Miller Lite Eagles branded merchandise. It's this Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. at Mr. Bottle Beverage in Berwyn with Miller Lite and yours truly. It's Miller time, Philly. Celebrate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Responsibly.
We made a decision to move on from Jason Garrett as the offense coordinator for the New York Giants. Look, I have a lot of respect for Jason as a person, as a coach. He's been a tremendous asset to me as a young head coach. He's helped our development here. He's built very strong relationships in the building with the players, along with other support staff members. He's done a good job, put the team first. I have a lot of respect and appreciation for everything he's done for us.
Joe Judge sounds like one of our callers when you hear him talk, because he is from the area, actually. Did you? He had a conference call today. Did you hear any of that, Jack?
With Philly reporters? No.
I did not either. I don't know if he dropped any.
No, I'm sure they asked him, like, oh, how's it feel to be, you know, hometown team?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not feeling the reunion of a hometown guy coming back home at all. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Check out Mark's Black Friday weekend diamond stud event. It's this weekend only. Get her the diamond stud earrings that she wants. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Are you worried about the Eagles game this Sunday against the Giants? Let me see. Yes, I am. 66-33.5. Saying, no, I'm confident. You're confident, Jack. I was called a coward by Jack. Ike is confident, but he's too confident because he doesn't worry about the game at all, which worries him. Okay. All right. Nick Costo's coming up in 15 minutes. Let's go to Paul in Northeast Philly. Hi, Paul.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Paul?
What's up, Paul?
What's up, Ike?
Hi, Jack. Hi.
Mr. Ike.
Hi, Mr. Ike. Hi,
Mr. John.
Hi, Mr. John.
Hi. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Okay, so what do you think? Go ahead. Tell them. You think Jalen has the...
Jalen has the keys.
Thank you. All right. I have to work that out.
I love it.
Yes, listen. Yo, we got it. Yo, oh, my God. What? Do we got the keys? Let me say this. Can nobody touch this ball right now? I don't give a rat's butt about anybody that's playing quarterback right now that can really touch him going into the second half of the season. We got this, y'all. You know we do.
Okay.
You say what? Oh, okay. She wants to say it. Wait. You're on national radio. Mr. Ike, Mr. Jack, and
John, Mr. John.
If
Come on, don't shy. Say it. Mr. John.
If Mr. John keeps
What's he doing? Is he a coward?
Yeah, she's going to call me a coward, I think, Ike.
Yo, she's about to. She's the one.
What's your name? What's your name, Paul?
Right. Tell me your name.
What?
Tell me your name.
Makita.
And how old are you?
11.
Ah, okay. And you're a Jalen Hurts fan, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
That's a good thing.
You can't do nothing about that.
Yes.
There you go. Bring the energy.
Teaching them well. Teaching them well, Paul.
All right, thank you, man.
Appreciate happy Thanksgiving,
you.
Paul.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, Paul.
Appreciate it. You too, Nikita.
Yes, you too, little Keita.
There you go.
Yeah.
So how do I go to Mad Mike next after that?
No, wonderful story.
Right, we need to go. Spread holiday cheer, I promise.
Let's go to Herb next. Herb makes you smile. What's up, Herbie?
What's happening, Johnny Mark?
What are you doing, man?
Happy turkey dinner. I just got back from Atlantic City.
Uh-oh.
All right.
What were you doing down there?
I had 2 jackpots. Got 2,800.
Bull. Oh, what were you doing? Slots?
Yeah, boy. The only thing I got to say is go gusto. Let's go Eagles.
The only thing I got to say is how many hours until you blow that $2,800?
I'm ready to go back again. But I got to work this weekend.
Oh, you do? All right. So, wait, what are you doing for Thanksgiving, Herb? You going to family's house? Or?
I'm chilling out somewhere. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's tomorrow. You don't have your plans yet?
Why don't you invite me over there to your place, you know?
No. I don't want anybody over my place. No, I'm still in fear of COVID.
Ain't no COVID. You guys are crazy, man.
Oh boy. Yeah. All right. So what's a Thanksgiving dinner look like to you, Herb? What do you like to eat? Turkey?
I like turkey and I like sweet potatoes.
All right, sweet potatoes. What about a dessert? Your pumpkin pie, sweet potato pie?
Yeah, pumpkin pie. I like all that. Pineapple dressing. You ever seen that made?
Yeah, I love pineapples.
No, nobody puts pineapples in dressing.
I know your wife's a good cook there, John Mark.
Incorrect. That's not correct.
Yeah, boy. How'd you like the Eagles this weekend, huh?
It was awesome.
He doesn't.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Ready for a big roll now.
So what do you think Sunday, Herb?
I think we're going to win 6 games in a row. That's what.
You going to put that $2,800 down?
We're going to get 11 wins.
11.
11 wins we need.
All right. So what's the final score on Sunday, Herb? What do you think?
We're going to blow them out, man. Yeah.
Okay.
Playing my song again.
All right, man. Listen, Herb, have a great Thanksgiving, man.
All right, brother.
Appreciate you, Herb. Thank you. But I'm thankful for Herb for sure.
Wow, that's the favorite part of that call, man.
Which caller are you most thankful for? That's a good one.
Good question.
Actually, it's a loaded question.
It is a loaded question.
What would you say, Jack? I'm not thankful for Inge.
No.
He's one of my favorites, but I'm not thankful for him.
I thought Inge was your number one caller.
No, he's
slipping.
It's going down.
Is that with my last list? I removed Chuck?
You flipped.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, there it is.
I don't know who my number one caller is anymore. Chuck has redeemed himself.
Yeah.
Chuck's been on fire
for
2 years.
He's bounced back. He's bounced
back. I like Chuck. I like happy Chuck.
Yeah, when Chuck's down, it's not fun.
You don't want to mess with that Chuck from Mount Airy. He's a tough dude, let me tell you. Yeah. Chuck, he's a bum.
All right. Mad Mike joins us. Mad Mike, happy Thanksgiving, man.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
How are you, buddy?
What's up,
Mike? I'm good, but you know what? You know what? It's gotten way too positive around this area, the Delaware Valley area. And I hope the Eagles get down really early and Jalen has to flash his 54% completion percentage and his 147 yards passing and he can't bring them back. And then we can shove it right up everybody's butt, like Angelo and everyone else is like, this is your franchise quarterback. No, it's not. It's your stopgap until you find someone who can actually throw. And I hope you all have a happy Thanksgiving. I hope that rattles around in your brain all weekend when they get their butts kicked. Have a good one.
All right, so hold on. Where do you go for Thanksgiving, Mike?
What's that? Actually, we rented a VRBO, and we're going up to the mountains and having a mountain Thanksgiving.
That's awesome.
Okay.
That sounds like fun. Just you and the family, or?
Me and the extended family. I financed it, and we're all going up.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah,
all right.
And by the way, love you guys. Have a good one.
Oh, all right.
Love you, Mike.
All right, see you, Mike. Appreciate it. Yeah, just I wonder if what's it like sitting around on Thanksgiving with nothing else to do, waiting for the turkey, watching football with Mad Mike?
What's his stories like? what type of stories is he telling?
taking the family to the woods on Thanksgiving.
Wow.
That's...
Yeah. That's dangerous, man.
Yeah.
They better hope the Eagles don't win.
But the weekend will be done by then.
Oh, yeah, he'll be back.
Yeah, they check out on Sunday at 10 o'clock, I'm sure, right?
No, well, I've never gone anywhere for Thanksgiving weekend.
Me neither. You know where I go? My grandmother's house, or now my mother's house, or my in-law's
right.
house.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, I've never gone away.
It's not a bad idea, though.
Yeah,
right?
I guess.
I mean, I mean, and Mike financed it, so man, that'd be good for him.
Pandemic has made me lazy, man.
Is that right?
Yeah, man. I don't really have the desire to go anywhere, really.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't before the pandemic. I had no desire to go anywhere. Now I definitely don't. Let's go to Craig in D.C. Nick Costo's coming up in 5 minutes with his locks for tomorrow. Craig in D.C., what's up, Craigie?
Marks and Reese.
Uh-oh.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, brother?
Up, Craig?
Give me some of that juice, Ike.
Oh, yeah.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice, Ike juice.
What's up, fellas? Let me get that out quick, man. Let me just tell y'all. Happy Thanksgiving to all your family and stuff.
You
man.
Too. Oh,
thanks, same
thanks
to you,
for
brother.
Another year, man. Yes, sir. I had to talk to y'all in a minute. Been a little busy at work. But, yeah, I just wanted to shoot that out there about the Eagles, man. Like you said, Marks, I understand the worry about the Giants because we know how they play us. People forget that last year, technically, Giants could have beaten us twice. I mean, that Daniel Jones scares me. So the thing I want to see out of this defense is, they got to be disciplined, man. When they get into that their sets, they got to be disciplined in the gaps and watch out for this guy because he will run. Because remember, Saquon is not 100%, and Daniel Jones knows he's got to do what he's got to do to try to, you know, get yards on us. And I think with that new offensive coordinator, it could be a gift and a curse because we know what Garrett was. We know Garrett was a bum. This new guy, Kitchens, man, he might put something in, and we don't know what he's coming at us with. So it's definitely a concern.
Mm-hmm.
I still feel like we're going to put up a 30-burger on them. And I think the momentum, it's such a thing called momentum, man. We got the mo right now, and I think we're going to take them. You know, we're going to put up that 30-burger, and I think it'll be like a 30-20 type game. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's all good, man. So, you
I
know,
like that. 30
I think
to 20.
We should be good, man. 30-20, brother.
Not worried. Yeah. Not worried. No worry.
Nah, no worry at all, brother.
Okay.
No worry at all. And we're going to march right on through, man. We might split with them, though. I am concerned that we could split with them or the Redskins. And it may be like a 4-2, because if y'all remember, I called it like 8 or 9 wins. So I still got us like 8 or 9 wins, but it depends on who we split with or if we could sweep.
Well, listen, if you only get to 8 now, that's disappointing. That means you went 3-3 down the stretch against teams that you should have beat, right? At least you need to go 4-2
exactly.
in these games, these 6 games, period.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, let me just say one more thing before you cut me, Marks.
Yeah.
Off on the subject with this whole Ben Simmons thing, man. When I look at the Sixers, man, I Ben is playing this mental health thing, and it really makes my blood boil. And I feel like he should never be able to play another game in an NBA game if it's found out that he was faking about this mental health thing. It is just a disgrace what he's doing and how he's handcuffing this Sixers team. It's just terrible, man. I just want it to be over. Just cutting, just getting the hell out of Philly. I'm tired of it, man. I'm tired of it. That's all I got to say, man. Y'all have a good holiday, brother.
All right, Craig.
You too, brother.
Appreciate it.
So, Craig and Bruce, are they both in D.C. or are they split? One's up here, one's down there.
Both in D.C.
Okay, so they can hang out tomorrow.
Yeah, they'll be watching football and eating turkey.
Oh, man, some bad games on tomorrow, man.
Yep. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Chicago and Detroit, stop it.
Sounds like the Gop's going to play, though.
Oh, yeah?
In the game. That's why I heard Dan Campbell say that yesterday.
Okay. Well, that makes the game a little more interesting.
And
what was the dude's name that was playing?
I don't even remember now. Quinn?
I have no idea what his name was.
Yeah, and we shouldn't know what his name is. And Matt Nagy was at his son's football game,
yes.
High school football game, and they were chanting fire,
Come
fire
on,
Nagy,
man.
which is for all the crap we get in Philadelphia, that was a really bad look. I felt bad I felt bad for the kid. I felt bad for him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's bad, but
that's pretty tough.
That's where the city is right now on Nagy, who, by the way, has an above 500 record in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he make the playoffs with Mitch Trubisky twice
mm-hmm.
when he was there? I'm not saying that he should be fired or anything like that, but I do know that when you are knee deep and you are so in your own city with what's going on, man, they feel a certain way about him right now.
Yeah, they got to whack him.
Yep.
Yeah, you got to go.
The report is he's not going to make it past this weekend. They're going to fire him after the Thanksgiving game.
Yeah, that's messed up.
They've never fired a coach in season.
Did somebody get fired like on Thanksgiving or the day after Thanksgiving or the day before Thanksgiving or something like that?
NFL coach?
I thought it was an NFL coach.
Sure, it could happen. Is that when they left, the Raiders left, what's his name on the runway? They're like, see ya.
Who they leave on their own?
What's his name?
Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, Lane Kiffin. They didn't even let him take the plane home. They hated him so much.
Yeah. He does have one of those. Lane Kiffin is at Ole Miss, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like openly flirting with Miami.
Yep. Oh, yeah. But, I mean, he's
tweeting about Archie Manning.
He's won some games down there.
Oh, yeah. He wants did Archie Manning commit there?
I don't think he's committed.
Arch hasn't committed yet. No. Huh. Yep. Look who joins us now. Nick Costos, the host of Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. His calls are brought to us by Bet River Sportsbook. Check out the daily special and see what unique bets are waiting for you at BetRivers.com. Nick, I actually am worried about the game this weekend, Giants and the Eagles. And you probably think it's going to be a blowout because you're a Giant fan.
Well, first off, great to be on with you guys. Happy early Thanksgiving. And you're right. Like, I could never see Philadelphia sports fans chanting something like that in an event about a coach. I could never see that happening, ever. As far as the game this weekend, I'm being sarcastic. About the game this weekend. So I mean this sincerely, guys. I'm in the holiday spirit. Thanksgiving is about giving thanks and being grateful. There is nothing that I would be more thankful for. Nothing that would make me feel more grateful as a sports fan than for the Philadelphia Eagles to beat the New York Football Giants on Sunday. That's how big a Giants fan I am, is that I am going to root for the Eagles to win on Sunday so we can get everyone else fired along with Jason Garrett. But here's the caveat. Win by 3 or less, because I love the Giants to cover the spread on Sunday. Guys, the spread can never be 3.5 in this game. The Eagles went to Detroit a month ago, and the spread was Eagles minus 3.5. And I get it. Philly's better since then, no doubt. The Giants are not Detroit. And I'm a Giants fan, but I am as honest about the team as anybody. This spread can't be 3.5. That doesn't mean the Eagles can't or won't win by 4 or more. Of course, they could. They could dominate. They've looked great recently here. Giants plus 3.5 is a really easy bet. My sincere wish and hope is that Jake Elliott hits like a 60-yarder as time expires to win the game by 1 or 2 points, to crush the hopes of Giants fans in the organization, but also to put money in my pocket as the Giants cover the spread.
Yeah. There hasn't been much fluctuation in the line after Jason Garrett was fired. Is that correct? It's pretty much stayed steady?
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't, like, an offensive coordinator getting fired is not going to move the line. Like, and actually, honestly, like, well, A, you couldn't be worse than Garrett. B, you know, Freddie Kitchens, you know what? He was just the play caller in 2018 when Hugh Jackson got fired and Greg Williams was
good.
The interim coach. He was good. It got him the full-time job. Now, look, he may have been the biggest disaster head coach of all time, maybe worse than Hugh Jackson, and I mean that seriously. Like, that's actually maybe true. It's just a play caller. I think he's pretty good. So I'm actually cautiously optimistic that this offense might look somewhat functional. I hope it doesn't look functional enough that Judge and Gettleman get retained. I hope it's not that functional. But, I do think the Giants keep this game pretty close. Philly probably wins. I do not think they win by more than 3.
All right. Thanksgiving games, Nick Costos. What is Detroit, like, when you go year to year traditionally, is Detroit a good play on Thanksgiving?
Well, I mean, it's like different coaching staffs, especially with that team every single year, play different teams. Like, I try not to, like, do stuff like, oh, they lost the last, like, 3 Thanksgiving games. Well, 2 years ago, they started David Bling Blau on Thanksgiving. So it's like, you know, like, what are you gonna do with that? You know, it's like, whatever. So try to just take it as each individual entity. I'll be quick here with my analysis here. It actually looks like Jared Goff is going to start in the game. Limited in practice the last 3 days, listed as questionable. I think he's probably going to play. If he doesn't, then it's Tim Boyle. I would consider betting Detroit, but I need 4. The number is currently 3. So 4 or more with Boyle, I consider the Lions. If it's Goff and the number is 3, I bet Detroit. If it's Goff and the number comes off 3 and goes to Chicago minus 2.5, I tease Detroit with the Miami Dolphins on Sunday. Two teams that are dogs at home in low-totaled games, up to plus 8.5. I like both of those bets quite a bit. So again, Goff under 3, tease the Lions with the Dolphins. Goff at 3, bet Detroit. Boyle at 4 or 4.5, bet Detroit. I have no interest in Chicago at any of these numbers.
And I agree that it looks like Jared Goff's going to play. All right, the middle game, Vegas and Dallas. Dallas, like, listen, that's a – not having Amari Cooper and then CeeDee Lamb going down with a concussion, and it's going to be tough to get him to play. How are you looking at this game?
Yeah, I like Vegas. I bet Vegas plus 7 here. I like Vegas a lot in this game. I made the number 5.5. I can't get it to 7, and that number was assuming that CeeDee Lamb was going to play, and I think it's like 50-50 at this point. I can't imagine that he's going to play after the concussion. We all watched it happen in the Kansas City game. It was bad on Sunday, but apparently he may be on track to play. We'll see. I still like Vegas in the game. I feel like third and fourth down variance has really killed them the last couple of weeks. I'm not saying they should have won the games against Kansas City or Cincy, just that I think variance will be a little bit more in their favor in this game. So I think Dallas likely to win, but 7, I can never get to this number. So Vegas, 7 or better for me in the game tomorrow.
The late game, what is going on with Buffalo? Just, not great this year, and now they're looking in New England's not too far behind, and there's two games in the next 5 weeks between those two teams, but they're in New Orleans. I'm looking at, what, the 6.5-point spread here?
Yeah, well, here's a piece of information that helps nobody but allows me to promote You Better You Bet, so maybe it helps me. I bet that the Bills on Monday minus 4.5, and we gave that out on Monday. We hit every single game for the week to come on Monday, so that was the number on Monday. Now it's up to 6.5. So I think if you do not have a position on this game yet, you, the person listening, I would never bet New Orleans here. It looks like they're going to be without both starting tackles again, Armstead and Ramchick, who are both excellent. It looks like they're going to be without Kamara and Ingram. This is an offense that's not going to be able to move the ball against a good Buffalo defense. Like, I know the offense has struggled at points, and I know Buffalo got ethered last week by Jonathan Taylor. I don't anticipate the Saints doing that this week without the threat of New Orleans being able to throw the football here. And Josh Allen playing under the dome with this high-octane offense. Big game for Diggs. Big game for Cole Beasley. I would never bet New Orleans again. My number in the game is Bills minus 7, so I guess you could get away with Buffalo. So I think that's the question that you, the listener, have to ask yourself. If you're comfortable laying 6, I think you could get away with betting Buffalo. For me, it's Buffalo or nothing. I would not bet the Saints.
Nick Costos, a couple of big college football games this weekend. Do you have any feel for Ohio State and Michigan?
Yeah, I bet Michigan. I have Michigan plus 7.5. You could also bet Michigan plus 8. You are paying if you want to bet Ohio State, and Ohio State could obviously win the game by 30. That could happen. You are paying the Ohio State tax. You are paying the Jim Harbaugh loser tax to bet Ohio State in this game. Like, the number should not be above 7. Ohio State should be favored. 6 maybe even 6.5. Anything above 7 just becomes a valuable bet for me on Michigan. So, look, I would like to see Michigan win just because I like chaos, and I'd like to see Harbaugh get over the hump and beat Ohio State. Ohio State likely to win the game. Do I think it's by more than 7? No. So I will bet Michigan. So again, like, you can bet Ohio State. You might be thinking I'm an idiot. You might be right. You want to bet Ohio State. Harbaugh never beats them. Just know that when you do that, you are paying a tax to do it. You still might win, but you're paying a tax to do it. Give me Michigan.
All right, last one. And actually, we're having the game here on WIP. Penn State, the Nittany Lions, and East Lansing against the Fighting Ike Reeses and Michigan State. This game has Penn State written it all over to me just looking at the line.
Now,
what do you
Clifford's
think?
Playing, right? Sean Clifford's playing it back for this game?
Yes.
Penn State, easy. Yeah, Penn State laying the 1.5 on the road. Easy. Sorry, I feel like I pick against Michigan State all the time. I think they screwed me the last time I did it on the show. But yeah, I mean, I agree with you, John. I feel like this is an easy bet on Penn State. So hopefully Michigan State loses, but I do want the Eagles to win, so I can't go full anti-Ike this week.
Yeah, it sounds like an outright win for Michigan State. I appreciate both of you guys. Both of you. Appreciate both of you.
You got it, man.
Any other college
game? Hope you have a great Thanksgiving, though.
You too. Any other college or pro game that you like, a Sunday pro game that you like that you can give us before you leave? Is he there? Hello? Nick? He's gone. Well, listen, Nick Costos is brought to us by...
Wow.
Yeah, BetRivers Sportsbook.
Drop the mic.
Wow.
Check out the daily specials and see what unique bets are waiting for you at BetRivers.com. And he starts You Better You Bet coming up here at the top of the hour. So we'll just...
Which probably make sure his access is good for that.
Yes, he might have to.
Yeah,
but happy Thanksgiving to Nick and to everybody out there as well. 215-592-9494. See, like, he's hoping the Eagles win, but he recognizes this is a close game. At least that's his pick with the Eagles and the Giants. And I feel the same way. 215-592-9494. We'll get into the conversation. Are you worried about the game on Sunday? Well, one of the reasons you could be worried is the status of some big Eagles. Nick Sirianni gave an update on one this morning. What did he say? We'll get into that coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Let's talk about hair for a second. Your hair. Are you happy with the way that your hair looks? Do you have failing or thinning hair? Maybe you've been wearing the baseball cap a little bit more than usual. Maybe you shaved your head because the thinning just became too much. You're styling your hair differently. You're getting it cut differently, right? Like, I've been there, done that, right? But I went to Dr. Glatt, had the hair restoration procedure. My hair now looks amazing. You can see my real pictures on my social media accounts, John Marks Media. Go to my Instagram. I actually have one picture that I did my own before and after picture, but you can see all the other pictures. My hair looks great, and yours can look great as well. And Dr. Glatt and his team, it's the place to go. It's the place to go if you're thinking about hair restoration and you want that. And, you know, there's also some other solutions as far as thinning or just losing your hair. So get with Dr. Glatt. Call his office today at 610-980-4000. 610-
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.